in my Bhagavatam. It's marked Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 44. Does that sound right?
Text 44?
Yeah.
That smile is a chance. Do we do that one? I think we did 44, and we're on 44.
Sutta Goswami said, the Lord thus hearing the prayers of Kunti Devi.
46. We should do 46.
46?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did 45 also.
Okay. We did 45 too.
Okay. 46. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Vyasadhyayar.
Vyasadhyayar.
Ishvare Hagena Hagai.
Ishvare Hagnyai.
Ishvare
Hagnyai. Vyasadhyar Ishvare Hagai.
Vyasadhyar Ishvare Hagnyai.
Krishne Nad Bhuta.
Krishne Nad Bhuta.
Karmana.
Karmana.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Prabodhito,
Prabodhito,
Pritihasayar,
Pritihasayar,
Prabodhito, Pritihasayar,
Prabodhito, Pritihasayar,
Nabujata,
Nabujata,
Sucharpita,
Sucharpita,
Nabujata, Sucharpita,
Nabujata, Sucharpita.
Vyasajar Ishvare Hagai.
Vyasajar Ishvare Hagai.
Krishne Nabhuta Karmana.
Krishne Nabhuta Karmana.
Prabhudito Piti Hasair.
Prabhudito Piti Hasair.
Nabhujata Sucharpita.
Nabhujata Sucharpita.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagyai.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagyai.
Krishne Nadbhuta Karmana.
Krishne Nadbhuta Karmana.
Prabodhito Pitihasayar.
Prabodhito Pitihasayar.
Nabhudyata Sucharpitaha.
Nabhudyata Sucharpitaha.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagyai.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagyai.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Prabodhito Piti Hasair.
Prabodhito Piti Hasair.
Nabudyata Sucharpita.
Nabudyata Sucharpita.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagnai.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagnai.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Prabodhito Piti Hasair.
Prabodhito Piti Hasair.
Nabhudyata Sucharpitaha.
Nabhudyata Sucharpitaha.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagnai.
Vyasadhyayar Ishvare Hagnai.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Krishne Nad Bhuta Karmana.
Prabodhito Piti Itihasaya.
Prabodhito Piti Hasaya.
Nabhudyata Sucharpitaha.
Nabhudyata Sucharpitaha.
Vyasa Ajay.
Vyasa Ajay.
By great sages headed by Vyasa.
By great sages headed by Vyasa.
Ishvara.
Ishvara.
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God.
Iha.
Iha.
By the will of.
By the will of.
Gyai.
Gyai.
By the learned.
By the learned.
Krishnena.
Krishnena.
By Krishna himself.
By Krishna himself.
Adbhuta Karmana.
Adbhuta Karmana.
By one who performs all superhuman work.
By one who performs all superhuman work.
Prabodhita.
Prabodhita.
Being solaced.
Being solaced.
Api.
Api.
Although.
Although.
Itihasai.
Itihasai.
By evidences from the histories.
By evidences from the histories.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Abhujata.
Abhujata.
Satisfied.
Satisfied.
Sucha arpita.
Sucha arpita.
Distressed.
Distressed.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace as Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Yudhisthira, who was much aggrieved, could not be convinced, despite instructions by great sages headed by Vyas and the Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feats, and despite all historical evidences. Please repeat. King Yudhisthira.
King Yudhisthira,
who was much aggrieved.
Who was much aggrieved.
Could not be convinced.
Could not be convinced.
Despite instructions by the great sages.
Despite instructions by great sages.
Headed by Vyas and Lord Krishna himself.
Headed by Vyas and the Lord Krishna himself.
The performer of superhuman feats.
The performer of superhuman feats.
And despite all historical evidence.
And despite all historical evidence.
Purport. The pious King Yudhisthira was mortified because of the mass massacre of human beings in the battle of Kurukshetra, especially on his account. Duryodhana was there on the throne, and he was doing well in his administration, and in one sense there was no need of fighting. But on the principle of justice, Yudhisthira was to replace him. The whole clique of politics centered around this point, and all the kings and residents of the whole world became involved in this fight between the rival brothers. Lord Krishna was also there on the side of King Yudhisthira. It is said in the Mahabharata, Adipurva 20, that 640 million men were killed in the 18 days of the Battle of Kurukshetra. And some hundreds of thousands were missing. Practically, this was the greatest battle in the world within 5,000 years. This mass killing, simply to enthrone Maharaj Yudhisthira, was too mortifying. So he tried to be convinced by the evidences from histories by great sages like Vyas and Lord Krishna himself that the fight was just because the cause was just. The fight was just because the cause was just. But Maharaj Yudhisthira would not be satisfied, even though he was instructed by the greatest personalities of the time. Krishna is designated herein as the performer of superhuman actions. But in this particular instance, neither he nor Vyas could convince Yudhisthira, King Yudhisthira. Does it mean that he failed to be a superhuman actor? No, certainly not. The interpretation is that the Lord as Ishvara, or the Supersoul, in the hearts of both King Yudhisthira and Vyas, performed still more superhuman action because the Lord desired it. As the Supersoul of King Yudhisthira, he did not allow the king to be convinced by the words of Vyas and others, including himself, because he desired that the king hear instruction from the dying Bhishma Dev, who was another great devotee of the Lord. The Lord wanted that at the last stage of his material existence, the great warrior Bhishma Dev see him personally and see his beloved grandchildren, King Yudhisthira, etc. Now situated on the throne, and thus pass away very peacefully. Now situated on the throne and thus pass away very peacefully. Bhishma Dev was not at all satisfied to fight against the Pandavas, who were his beloved fatherless grandchildren. But the Kshatriyas are also very stern people, and therefore he was obliged to take the side of Duryodhana because he was maintained at the expense of Duryodhana. Besides this, the Lord also desired that King Yudhisthira be pacified by the words of Bhishma Dev, so that the world could see that Bhishma Dev excelled in all knowledge, including the Lord himself. Just read the verse again. King Yudhisthira, who was much aggrieved, could not be convinced, despite instructions by great sages headed by Vyas and Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feats, and despite all historical evidence. Om again, Mithi Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Shaksurumindalitam Yena Tasman Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapritam Yena Bhutale Swayam Bhuta Gadamayam Kadate Svadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vritam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvaitam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Rupamscha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Deshakarine Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati Nami Shri Vrishabhari Devi Daitaya Kripataye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Prabhupe Nama Madhuri Ujvalati Madhya Shri Upanuga Bhaktya Shri Gaura Aguna Shakti Vibrahaya Namaste Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Niratarine Rupanuga Yudhava Svanta Vanta Harine
Namah Gaura
Kishoraya Sakshatayani Muttaye Vikramba Sambode Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchinananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Vyayate Gaura Vibhava Bhumistam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Namaha Vamsa Japa Durgascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namaha Gaura Shri Namaha Vamsa Satanakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Vatara Bhaktyakam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dina Bhambo Jagatpate
Gopesha Bhavikata
Rarakanta Namastute Jayatam Suratar Pandor Mamana Matirati Matsarvasa Paramojo Radhamala Namohana Yevya Vrindaranya Kapta Yumananda Srimad Vatara Srimad Sanasto Srimad Shmarni Govinda Devo Krishnadi Sevananda Swami Srimad Rasarasa Randi Vanji Vatata Kastika Karshan Venu Sinhe Gopi Gopi Nakala Shrestuna Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shrei Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Vrindai Tosi Deva Priye Krishna Vashtasha Krishna Bhakti Hari Devi Satya Vatmanaya Namaha Shri Narsimha Jai Narsimha Jai Jai Narsimha Pranadesha Jai Padma Mukta Padma Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasana Gaurava Padrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Let's
So, King Yudhisthira, the situation is Kurukshetra battle is over, and Krishna met with all the Pandavas headed by Queen Kunti. And Queen Kunti offered her prayers, and then Lord Krishna and Vyasadeva tried to pacify Maharaj Yudhisthira. He's feeling overwhelmed now that so many people have died on his account. Can you imagine? How would you feel if 640 million people died so that you could become king?
It's a tenth of the world now.
Huh?
It's a tenth of the world now.
Tenth of the world now, yeah. What's the population? 4 billion or something?
6 billion.
Yeah, there's 4 billion just in China, right?
No, that's like over a billion. Close to 1 billion. Approaching 1 billion. Approaching 1 billion. So India may have crossed, but close to becoming 1/3 population of the world. America has 300 million.
And Japan has about 200 million almost. Europe. So yeah, it's like all the population of Japan and America would be on, even less. So he's feeling great, but even though Vyas, who was the greatest sage, incarnation of the Lord, and Lord Krishna himself personally, he couldn't be pacified. And if I would have just read this verse, I would have been really confused, you know, like, why couldn't Krishna convince him? Or why couldn't Vyasadeva convince him? But of course, thank God we have this purport, which is the comments of not only Srila Prabhupada, but all the great acharyas. Jiva Goswami, particularly Jiva Goswami, and Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhupada's Bhagavatam had their commentaries. So he would read their commentaries, and then also give his own commentary according to the present day. So that's what we're getting here in this purport. So it's explained here that this is all by Krishna's arrangement. It's all part of Krishna's Leela, and everyone's playing their part, and Krishna's orchestrating. And so what's the reason that that Yudhisthira couldn't be pacified? Bhishma Dev, yeah. And who's Lord? And who's Bhishma Dev?
One of the 12 Mahajans.
He's one of the 12 Mahajans. So, what's Bhishma Dev's relationship to the Pandavas?
Grandfather.
So, how could he be grandfather if he never got married and never had any children?
Well, he's not exactly the seminal grandfather, but because he was brother to the Vichitravirya grandfather, right? Then that made him act in the position of, as the children were being raised, he was taking care of them in the absence of the Pandava's father, and Dhritarashtra was there also, but was blind, regent. So he was in the position of grandfather, as really grand uncle.
Yeah, so he was the brother of, he was the uncle of Pandu. The uncle of Pandu. And Pandu was the father of the Pandavas. And he died kind of prematurely. Because, I forget the story, but actually he had one wife, and he had a second wife, but he was not allowed to have sexual intercourse with her. And in a moment of weakness, he did, and then he lost his life.
He had killed a... He was hunting, and he killed a stag just at the time that the stag was going to mate with this deer. And then it turned out that it wasn't really a stag, but it was some sage who had taken that form. And he cursed him and said that you will have...
He had killed the stag while the stag was mating.
Yeah. So the stag said that then if you ever mate, the sage said, if you ever try to mate, then you'll immediately lose your life.
Mm-hmm. And so he was married, Pandu was married to Kunti and...
Madri.
And for some reason, he and Madre were off alone. And Madre was very careful. They were both very careful not to attract Pandu and not to get into that situation. And somehow it happened when they were in the forest, right? So then the Pandavas, and he was the king. But Pandu died, so Dhritarashtra, because the Pandavas were all children, he took over the kingdom. And he was just supposed to be in charge until Yudhisthira came of age. That was the situation. So when Yudhisthira came of age, he didn't turn over the kingdom. He wanted to give it to Duryodhana. And the just thing would have been for him to give for Dhritarashtra to give the kingdom over to Yudhisthira. But he didn't do that. And in different ways, they tried to get rid of the Pandavas. And therefore, it was a just war. And Yudhisthira, he was very famous for being very just because he's the incarnation of Yamaraj.
The son of Yama.
Right.
Vidura was the incarnation of Yamaraj.
Vidura was the incarnation of Yamaraj. So yeah, Yamaraj begot Yudhisthira in the womb of Kunti. So, and then Yudhisthira was begotten by... who was Arjuna begotten by?
Indra.
And then Bhima.
Vayu.
And Nakula and Sahadev.
Ashwin Kumar.
Mm-hmm. They were twins. Okay, so that's the situation. It can be very confusing, especially if you're kind of new to this. And Sutta Goswami is telling the story, right? And he heard this story from Sukadeva Goswami, and now he's telling the story to the sages of Nirmaisharanya. So that's the situation. And so, Bhishma Dev is one of the great Mahajans, and his word is final. And this is going to be Krishna's arrangement to glorify Bhishma Dev and to show his prowess. So Bhishma Dev, we haven't come to it yet, but Bhishma Dev has been showered and pierced by many arrows, and there's a picture of him that he's shot with so many arrows that the arrows have become a bed. He's not even touching the ground. All the arrows have gone through him, and they've hit the ground, and he's actually elevated off the earth because he's been pierced by all of these arrows. But he's not dead because he has the benediction that he can leave his body when he wants to. So he's waiting actually to see Lord Krishna. He wants to die looking at Lord Krishna, and he also wants to get a last chance to see his grandsons, the Pandavas, and then convince Yudhisthira on why this battle was necessary and how it was all Lord Krishna's arrangement to rid the earth of demoniac kings, to reestablish the principles of religion, and to protect his devotees. So, any other comments? Anything to add? Any questions?
Well, thinking because we were talking about Jamuna having left her body and how devotees aren't, like Krishna says, the wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. The devotees are generally not disturbed by the death, but they see it as changing body. And they're not afraid of their own death also, but that Yudhisthira was put into this situation of acting confused by the, you know, of course so many people had died in this big battle and so forth, but he was, you know, so this is a situation like Arjuna being put in this situation of lamentation for Krishna to speak the Gita, and now he's being put in this situation so that Bhishma will speak the Bhishma Gita.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you who came in a little bit later, Vaisheshika's mother passed away either last night or sometime early this morning. I haven't heard the actual time. And basically, she had become real weak and decided that she didn't want to continue on. So for the last, this would have been the fifth day, she'd gone without food or water. And Vaish and Sangeeta and Nikula, they've all been chanting, 24 hours with her. Vaish said that actually he'd actually been sleeping in the room and chanting japa the whole time. And she had also been chanting japa and was fully cognizant, very sharp. And so she's had a glorious passing, especially, to develop faith in the name at the end stage of her life, and then to fix her mind on Krishna and herself as a spiritual being. It's very, very amazing. It's really a great mercy of the Lord and the devotees.
That's the same thing that his father did, right? When he passed away also at the last moment before Krishna's name.
Yeah, it was a little different because his father had Alzheimer's.
Right.
And he'd had a stroke and then got pneumonia. But after he had Alzheimer's, he couldn't remember the Hare Krishna mantra. Vaish tried to teach it to him. But he did give him a set of beads and he chanted Nitai Gauranga. And he would chant Nitai Gauranga. And then, just before he passed, he talked to Vaish on the phone. Vaish was in Vrindavan and he talked to him on the phone. And he was also chanting Nitai Gauranga over the phone just before he passed. And both his parents were agnostic their whole life. They were pious people, nice people, but they didn't have any particular belief in God or any spiritual sentiments. But then Vaish's mom, as I said before, a few months ago, she gradually became a little depressed after her father's passing and just saw that, she really saw this is it. I've led this life, I had a wonderful life, but now it's she saw the writing on the wall, as we say. And her time was up. Of course, all of our times could be up in any moment, but eventually it becomes undeniable as old age continues. So after her husband died, her home was empty, children are gone. It's very common, for a person to start to wonder, well, what is it all meant? Because we're thinking that it's not going to end. And as long as we're thinking it's not going to end, things appear to have some meaning. But when we see, wow, it's really going to end, then what has it meant? And we begin to think, well, what did my life mean then? And, what was I doing all of this time? What were my priorities? And I was putting all of my energy into a bank that was going to go bankrupt, basically. And that is a stark realization if you haven't practiced, if you hadn't had some spiritual practice and already had that kind of priority. So she began to see a psychologist who advised her to start meditating, and he gave her some simple meditation practice just to calm her mind. Because there are meditation practices that aren't directed towards self-realization, that their goal is relaxation and, a mental adjustment, a positive mental adjustment. So she began to do that, and then she began to feel better. She got some little faith in meditation from that. And then she began to ask Vaish about how to meditate on Krishna. And then he chanted on beads and taught her how to chant the mantra. So she was fully aware of what she was doing and the choices she was making. So it's very, very wonderful because of that, especially, I think, that by her own will developed faith in Krishna. And then she asked for a spiritual name. So he gave her a spiritual name and she began to identify that. And that's the process of initiation, really. There's four or five steps in the initiation process. And the first step is to let go of this identification as this body. And the second step is to identify oneself as a servant of Krishna. So you could say, when one decides to follow the four regulated principles and lead a restricted spiritual life, then you're basically saying, I'm going to give up identification with this body and I'm going to follow these principles. And then you take on a spiritual name, you wear Tulsi Mala, and you begin to identify yourself as a devotee of Krishna. And then you receive the name from a Vaishnava. So she did those things. She got a name, she began to wear Kunti Mala, she received a name from a Vaishnava. And that's the main process of initiation. Then we have the, also you receive the Gayatri Mantra and worship the deity. But essentially, initiation means that you give up your identification with this body and you accept your real identification, which is eternal servant of Krishna, and you take shelter of a Vaishnava. So you're very fortunate, and it had its effect. You know, so even yesterday I talked to Vaish, and she was saying, she was referring to herself as Jamuna, and she was chanting the Maha Mantra on her beads, and she was fully alert and no distress. They were giving her a little pain medication to help with the achy pain that you get from just lying on a bed, you know. And, you know, she had lost all her muscle mass, so she was just bone. So that can be kind of a painful, distracting situation. So she was on a little bit of pain medication. And the hospice devotees are very expert now at managing that. So we shouldn't think, actually, you know, I'm just telling you from my experience, devotees shouldn't think that if you take a little pain medication, you're going to be disoriented and not be able to think of Krishna at the time of death. Just the opposite. If you can take the edge off the pain a little bit, you can fix your mind better. So it's not a bad thing to do. But it, you know, it should be done by a devotee and those who know how to keep that balance. So Sangeeta came and was helping with that. And then I haven't heard the exact details of her passing, but she had Shaligram Shila above her head with her Vaishnava son chanting japa, and maybe some other things were going on too. But a very, you know, willful passing.
How did you put Shaligram Shila on her
head? I think something just above, I don't know, you know, like a little platform above her head. And then, you know, Jamuna water and Tulsi leaves and sound vibration, Hare Krishna mantra and devotees. It's very auspicious. I can only hope to have that kind of passing and dying in some car crash or something. Instead of saying Krishna, I might say, whoa! And then go to the planet of woe.
Isn't this the planet of woe?
Come back to the planet of woe. So, but we're here hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna, and this all adds up. And this is the kind of impressions we're making in our mind, and this is the kind of determination, you know, that we're having now. So it's all auspicious, it's all good. We're in Vaikuntha, and the mind space is full of the Hare Krishna mantra and the association of the Vaishnavas. So let's have Guru Puja. And I have to leave here by no later than 11, so better. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Jamuna Devi ki jai. Okay.